Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, so it is that time where we have to take time to think about what it is we want, what it is we don't want, what we want to do more of, what we want to do less of, the people who we want to be around more, the people who we want to be around less, the amount of money we want to spend, and the amount of money we don't want to spend. Let me tell you something. The harvest is here and the time is now. It is the season to win, but we have to put the plan in place and we have to stick to the plan. Everywhere I go, no matter who I talk to, everybody, individuals, businesses, wealthy people, non-wealthy people, everybody's talking about the same thing. And it is this: I need to restructure. I need to fix some things. There are some things that are going right, but there are many things that are not operating at the pace, at the capacity, and within my dream. So here is the deal. I am decreeing and declaring, and I will continue to repeat it. I will continue to say it, that it is time for more in 2024. It is time for more in 2024. More dreams, more plans, more goals, more peace, more prosperity, more harmony, more love, more patience, more of it all. But before we start to think about how we are going to get more in 2024, keep more in 2024, and stay on the path for more in 2024, we've got to deal with some things that are not working. First, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about your peace. When you go to sleep at night, do you sleep well? When you go to sleep at night, what are you thinking about? What are you tossing and turning about? What keeps you up? What has you worried? What has you scared? What has you unfulfilled? What has you nervous? What is it that has you filled with anxiety? I want you to write that thing down. Remember what I said: thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. And there are so many things that we're dealing with, so many things that we are just coping with, so many things that we have settled for, so many things that we have settled upon. Remember, when you settle for less, you get even less than that. And so one of the things that starts to shock you into your own reality is writing what it is that's happening and then looking at what it is that you wrote. Why do we want to write these things? And I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to men. I'm talking to women. I'm talking to young people. I'm talking to more mature people. I'm talking to college students. I'm talking to children. I'm talking to everybody right now. You know, somebody asked me a question the other day and asked, you know, what kind of gift should they get? I think it was a 3 or 4 year old child. I said, well, let me tell you something. These kids have iPads. They are thinking and they are doing. So I'm even talking to them. I'm talking to everybody right now. I meet so many people along my journey, and many women I know journal. You know, we have something to write with, something to write on. And it's not necessarily something that I see that is as common with males. I want everybody to start to write this thing down. And what you want to decide, what you want to identify, what you want to face right now is, what is it that is interrupting your peace? What's interrupting your peace? Is it not having enough money? Is it the job that you're in, or the job that you want? Is it a significant other? Is it a family member? Who is it that is causing you unrest? What is it that is causing you unrest? We're talking about more in 2024, but we've got to figure out what we need to get rid of, what we don't want to see, in order to manifest what it is that we do want to see. We've got to be willing to do it. Again, you cannot fix what you will not face.
And it is our time to not just talk about what it is that we want, but it is time to be about it. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. And one of the best ways to start to put your list into action is to see it. Okay? So if you don't have anything to write with or on, I want you to go and get it. I want you to take this time on the break because you had no idea what I was going to talk about. You're going to have a couple of minutes to go and get something. And don't grab a sheet of paper. Please do not grab a sheet of paper. Do not grab an envelope. Go and grab something that you can continue to write in or on. If it happens to only be a sheet of paper, then I want you to go get it. But then immediately after that, later today, go and get a spiral notebook. Write this in your notes or something. I'd really like for you to use your hands and a pen or pencil. I'd like you to write, not just type. Typing is okay. You know, putting the notes in your phone or your device, that's okay. But I really, really want you to write and or type. Okay? So this is about your future. This is about more in 2024. This is about, and it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, this is a discussion that we need to revisit on a regular basis. On a regular basis. Some of the wealthiest people on the planet, guess what? They review their assets. They review their income. They review their expenses, not once a year. They review it, some people, every single day. I check my credit scores every single day. I check my bank accounts every single day because I don't want any surprises later on. So I want you to check your heart every day. I want you to check your mind every day. I want you to check your dreams every day. I want you to check your goals every single day. And it starts right now. We want more in 2024. And we're going to keep wanting it. We're going to keep believing it. We're going to keep claiming it. We're going to keep proclaiming it. We're going to keep talking about it. And let me say this. We're going to collide into the thing that we want next. Sometimes we're so worried about what we're going to get, we don't spend enough time planning for it. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win.
Are you ready to learn how to build wealth in the stock market? Then it's time for you to join New Wealth University's own finance professor and financial consultant, Erica Blair McGrew, for the Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp. In this hands-on course, you will learn to set your mind right for investing, determine your asset allocation strategy, develop your investment criteria, and design your investment strategy. So join financial consultant Erica Blair McGrew. Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp and learn how to invest in the stock market. For more information about this bootcamp and all of Lynn Richardson's career training webinars and masterclasses, please go to LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 that I will bless you exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ever ask or imagine according to my power at work in you. God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ever ask or imagine according to his power at work in you. So you've got to ask. That's what this is about. More in 2024, it is about asking more than you can imagine. It is about dreaming. It is about believing in that dream. Let me tell you something. The day that I left my job, my corporate job, and I got on that plane and I knew I wanted to help people in the entertainment business and hip hop. And I opened that magazine and I saw all of these celebrities. And then I saw Susie Orman, and I love Susie Orman, but I knew that I could speak to my people in a way that she possibly could not. I was dreaming. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I saw it and I believed it. But it's according to his power at work in you. The according to is your part. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Yes, we're talking about more in 2024. It is never too early. It is never too late. Every single day that you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity to do it all over again. You have an opportunity to see what didn't work and focus on what will. You have an opportunity to see what mistakes you made and learn from them. You know, I always say, learn the lesson so you can get the blessing. No matter what is going on in your life. And I have been dealing with some very, very, very trying circumstances for some of the people that I know in this world, people that I work for and with. And no matter what is going on, I say, learn the lesson so you can get the blessing. So we're talking about more in 2024. You should have something to write with. You should have something to write on. I'm talking to everybody, men, women, boys, girls, old, young, in the middle, in between, all around and upside down. Everybody I am talking to. This is our time. This is our time. We're living in one of the most difficult economic times in recent history. You know, even during the pandemic, you know, people had money, they had credit, they high credit scores were high, savings was high. Now, it seems like almost everything has been depleted, but depleted is a state of mind. You cannot accept the world economy as your own economy. You cannot accept the world's pain as your pain. You cannot accept the world's lack of joy as your lack of joy. You make a decision right now, today, and each day, what it is that you want. So when we're talking about more in 2024, yes, we talked about more peace. And it starts with understanding what's not giving you any peace. What's not giving you any peace, okay? So what is the next thing we're talking about? We're talking about more purpose. More purpose in 2024. Now, some of us are doing whatever it is we have to do. I've been there. I've done that. Didn't matter. I remember being so broke at one time, I would have taken any job, you know, as long as it was legal, okay? Legal and ethical. I tell everybody, I am not selling certain things, and I don't even have to say what those things are. I'm not doing certain things. I don't have to say what those things are. Put your imagination to the test, not doing those things. But I had was an executive with degrees. I was willing to be a bank teller. I was willing to work at McDonald's. I was willing to do whatever it took in order to get out of where it was that I was, okay, to get out of where I was, to get where I wanted to be. Now, it just so happened I never had to go do that, but I was willing to. And because I was willing to, I believe that it was just the catapult. It catapulted me more into my purpose. Because when you are talking about your God-given purpose, and for me, that was to help educate people financially, to help educate people spiritually, emotionally, from a career perspective with their entrepreneur goals. That was my goal. I can do that as a bank teller. I can do that at McDonald's. I can say a good little word to every customer that comes up. You've got to start thinking outside of the box about your purpose. And if you are at a job that you don't like, if you are at a job that you did not see yourself in, if you are working for somebody who just gets on your nerve, okay? I tell people sometimes, the way my nerves are set up, this last one is about to explode. But even if you are in that situation, if you are working for someone who is on your nerve or at a job that you don't like, guess what? God does not promote pouters. So you've got to figure out a way to live in your purpose in the circumstances that you are in. You've got to find a way to strive towards your purpose. You've got to find a way to grind towards your purpose. You've got to find a way to keep scratching towards your purpose, no matter what it looks like. Don't let anybody interrupt your joy. Don't let anybody steal your goals. Don't let anybody get you off track. You want more in 2024. So guess what? You cannot show up with an attitude every day. You cannot show up. And then there's two kinds of attitudes. There's the one that's in your face. You just nasty. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see it. Nobody wants to be around you. And those who are around you, they don't have any choice. And then there's the covert one. This is the one I hate more than anything. I do not like this one. This is the passive aggressive, nice, nasty one where you can't really tell and you smiling in everybody's face, but secretly you're rebellious, you're sneaky, you're backstabbing, you're doing all those kind of things. If this is you, okay. Because your circumstances have caused you so much irritation and so much internal pain, I'm telling you, get out of it. You know if you nasty or not. You know it. And let me tell you something. It's time is out for justifying why you so nasty. Time is up for justifying why you so mean. Time is up for justifying why you are misbehaving all the time. I remember, you know, there was a time when there was always this huge chip on my shoulder and I used to say, you know, I grew up like this. I grew up like that. This happened to me. This happened to my family. And I was talking to a lady who changed my life. She says, so what? Changed my focus. And it put me into my purpose. And she says, so what? Okay, you went through that. But the rest of us should not be punished for what you went through. All of us, we've gone through something, but stop punishing everybody that you come in contact for the stuff that you went through. Guess what? You made it through. Or did you? Are you still stuck in it? If it's not still happening to you today, then you need to be thanking God that you got out. And if it is still happening to you today, then that's what this is all about. This is about more in 2024. So stop. End it. Move on. Get out of it. Get yourself to another place. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much catastrophe is happening in your life. There's always a way to get out of it. There's always a way to get to the next step. And it starts with you believing. And it starts with you writing. So yes, we want more in 2024. We want more peace. And we want more purpose. See, purpose is where you align your energy, your mind, with your goals, with what God wants for you, and with the world, with what the world needs from you. There is something that the world needs from you. There was a time when I didn't want to do television. I didn't want to do I didn't want to be public. There was a time I didn't want to do radio anymore. I didn't want to do any of it. I just want to sit in a room and look at computers and manage and control other things. But the truth is, people needed me. People needed me talking. People needed me sharing what God has done for me, what life has done for me, to me, and through me. People needed to hear this so that they can have a blueprint for their own lives. The world needs you for something. You might be the best babysitter. You might be a house manager. You might be a Uber driver. You might do gardens. You might build businesses. You might build machines. You might work on cars. What I'm telling you is that the world needs you. And the world needs you now. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. The world needs you now. Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. But we have to get in the winning. And the winning starts with us knowing. The winning starts with us doing. The winning starts with us acknowledging, identifying, and accepting our part. Let's do it.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Yes, we are talking about more in 2024. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is our season to win. We cannot fix what we will not face. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. All of these things are concepts that we have to remember and we have to revisit on a daily basis. You know, some people pray every day. Some people pray several times a day. Some people meditate every day. Some people meditate several times a day. Hopefully, most of us brush our teeth every day and, you know, bathe and do all of those things. But you've also got to remember to say the things to yourself and to remind yourself of what it's going to take for you to get from where you are to where you're trying to go. And this is for everybody. This is not just for people who are struggling. This is not just for people who are, financially unstable. This is not just for people who are unhappy. This is for everybody, because to whom much is given, much is required. It took me almost 2 years to sign my last estate plan. I'll tell you about that later. It was a lot. There's assets, there's decisions, there's gift tax, there's all these things I had to think about, and it took time to go through them. I couldn't just walk away from it just because I think I've got it together. So if you think you've got it together, get this together. You don't, okay? Because in order to keep it together, we've got to keep looking at it, working at it, touching it. And even if we've got it together individually, then it's time for us to help somebody who does not. So we want more of it all. We want more peace. We talked about that. Yes, we want more purpose, right? But we also want more passion. You want more passion. You know, there's been this whole fog. They talk about COVID fog, where everybody's just kind of walking around in a daze. We don't know what's going on. Some of us have dealt with grief. Some of us are still dealing with grief. Some of us are facing grief. And so we kind of just check out. Some people are depressed. Others are on, dealing with substance abuse, because we are trying to just not feel anything. But you've got to feel it. You've got to feel it. You've got to feel it. And then you've got to get to the other side of it. Because when you talk about your peace, and then when you start to manifest your purpose, passion is going to keep you in it. Passion is going to keep you excited. Passion is going to keep you creative. Passion is going to keep you rethinking and rethinking. You know, many people that I deal with right now, entrepreneurs, big corporations, individuals, celebrities, entertainers, you know, it's all across the board. Many people are dealing with the fact that they have to restructure everything. They have to let some people go. They have to hire some people. They have to fire some people. They have to put people in new positions. I'm in a space where everybody's going to apply for their positions all over again. Some people may stay, some people may go. Some people may grow. Some I may say yes, some I may say no. But the whole idea is, it is passion. Passion has to keep me committed to the process of continuing to improve even the things that I think are already fixed. Okay? So when you're thinking about your passion, when you're thinking about what it is that you love, you've also got to do some things that you don't want to do. In order for me to do what I love, I've got to do some stuff I don't want to do. In order for me to continue to teach, when I go on TV, I've got to put on makeup. I don't want to put on makeup. I don't want to comb my hair. I don't want to do any of that. But my passion is what keeps me going to the next level. And let me be clear when I said I want to comb my hair. I'm wearing twists. I like my twists. But this is not going to work when I have to go and be in the public and look at people. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. Okay. So I don't mind washing it and conditioning it and doing those things, but I just want to keep it in twists. But when I have to get ready, everybody has to do all this stuff to me that I really don't want to do. But you know what? I've got to do it. There are some things that you need to do that you are not doing. You got to do it. There are some things that you know that you need to take care of. You got to do it. You've got a workspace. You've got that home office, but it's junky. Clean it up. You got to do it. You know, there are some things that you need in your life that could come into your space, but you got too much clutter. You got to do it. You've got things happening around you that you don't want to deal with, but you got to do it. Passion. Just remember to connect with passion. And let me tell you what'll give you instant passion. Gratitude. Gratitude will make you say, you know what? I've got to do this. Let me explain it to you. You know, I may not want to clean up, you know, the house or whatever it is, but the gratitude of having one makes me think, oh, okay, let me go do what I have to do. Because I remember there was a time when I didn't know if I was going to be able to buy a home, or if you're in an apartment or whatever it is. Maybe there was a time you were searching high and low, you couldn't afford it, and then you found one, and now you're in it. Passion. Okay, so gratitude is what will keep you connected to passion. We want more in 2024. We want more peace. We want more joy. We want more harmony. We want more love. We want more money. We want more people working with us instead of against us. But it starts with these three things. You want more peace. You want more purpose. And yes, you want more passion. You want the ability to connect and feel happy about something. You want the ability. Peace is one thing. I love peace, but I also like passion. And there are times when I lose passion, it's over with for me. If I no longer have an interest in something, guess what? I can be at peace, but if I no longer have interest, then I'm not going to give it what it needs to grow, right? So we have to start putting ourselves in position to win, but we also have to be honest with ourselves enough to get out of position when we no longer want to be in that space. We've got to start to do the work. The harvest is here. The time is now, and it's still your season, our season to win.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Yes, we are talking about more in 2024. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's the season to win. But we've got to put the plan into action. It is up to us. God is with us, but we've got to do some work too. The Bible says faith without work is dead. So faith without a plan is dead. Faith without a promise is dead. Faith without action is dead. Faith without doing the work. And it is time to live. You know, we have been dead one way or the other. You know, we've kind of deadened our senses to all of the, you know, pain in the world. We've deadened our emotions. We are just flowing and going through the motions. We are not in touch necessarily. We're just trying to make it. We're not paying any attention to our own intention. And the thing that is inside us that gives us the ability to keep on moving. So yes, I talked about peace. I talked about purpose. I talked about passion. And now we have to talk about persistence. Persistence is what we need more of in 2024. We've got to keep going. One of the things that I hear so often about, you know, some of the younger generations is you start something and then you quit. You start it, you say you want to do it, and then all of a sudden one thing goes wrong and you stop. I got to talk about my students right now. My students, you start your class and then something happens on the way to work. Your lights get cut off, or your money gets funny, your change gets strange, and then you stop your classes. Keep going. If you skip a day, it's okay. If you skip a week, but don't stop. Pick yourself back up, get back on the train, and drive it again. Keep moving. Persistence is what we need. Persistence is what's going to get us there. Now, you may feel like you've got so far to go. You may feel like it's so far away. You may feel like you're never going to get there. But here, it's steps. If you are 1 mile away from something physically, if you're walking, it doesn't matter how slow you walk. If you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you will eventually get there. So it doesn't matter how far below the eight ball you or behind the eight ball you think you are. It doesn't matter how far in the hole you think you are. It doesn't matter if everybody else started already. It doesn't matter if everybody else doing it and everybody else is growing and everybody else is going. It doesn't matter if everybody else has gotten to where it is that you think you're supposed to be. If you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you will eventually get there too. It's called persistence. And these are the things you need to be thinking about every single day. So if you are writing this, and you should, everybody, men, women, you know, young, old, more mature, less mature, boys, girls, whatever it is, college students, teenage students, you need to be thinking about this as your kind of your DNA every single day. I want more peace. I want more purpose. I want more passion. I want more persistence. These are the things that we should be thinking about on a regular basis. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty. We are going to actually achieve some goals. We are actually going to see a shift. We're actually going to see progress. I don't care if it's from 1 to 1.5 or 1 to 10. Progress is progress. I'll take anything you got. Because see, sometimes you get to a place in your life, in your business, in your money, you get to a tipping point. There's a book called The Tipping Point. And when you get to this place, everything just over, it just explodes. You never know when you're going to get there. I tell people all the time, New Wealth University in 2020, I started teaching a class called How to Start a Home-Based Business. I had been telling everybody to go and get one, but I didn't realize they didn't know how to do it. I was just saying, get a home-based business. I told everybody, get a home-based business. I said that thing so much, I got tired of hearing myself say it. But see, passion is what kept me there. And so all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, that's who talks to me. I don't know who talks to you, but that's who talks to me, said, Lynn, they don't know what you're talking about. You got to teach them. And I remember when I started to teach this class, when I started putting it together, I knew it was going to change lives. I knew it was something different. It was persistence. It was me continuing to stay in there. People had bought the book, The Symphony. You know, I was on Steve Harvey. I'm doing all these things, but people weren't getting it. Persistence is what then made the whole thing explode. And then who knew we were going to face a pandemic? Who knew we were going to be in a quarantine? Who knew? Do you know what your persistence is going to produce? Do you know what your persistence is going to do? The harvest is here. The time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Yes, we want more in 2024, and we are on track to get it, keep it, grow it, and just make sure that it stays, it sticks with us, that it's here, that it's with us. The harvest is here. The time is now. The season to win is upon us. Yes, we want more peace. We want more purpose. We want more passion. We want more persistence. But guess what? We also want more paper. And I mean money. That's what I'm talking about. We want more money. We do. We want more money to save. We want more money to invest. We want more money to take business trips where we can also do things that people do on vacations. Yes, I take business trips. And when I take a business trip, I do business. I go for the purpose of business, but then I get an opportunity to go spend some time at the pool or, you know, by the beach, or I get to sightsee. I get to do some of those things while I take my business trips. You know, you have children. We want to take care of those kids. We want to buy them birthday presents and Christmas toys and, you know, all the things. But I hire these kids to work in the business and then I get the tax write off. I want more paper. It's the same difference to them. They're still going to get their stuff. The difference is, how much money are you going to keep? How much money are you going to grow? Money will work harder for you than you could ever work for it. But it can't do the work if it doesn't exist. So yes, we want more paper. We want more discipline around our money. We want less distractions with our money. See, you got to understand that the reason why you are not winning, or the reason why you may not be where you want to be financially, it isn't because you don't have the aptitude or the intellect, or it's not even because you don't have financial literacy. Let me tell you, you can listen to this show, go on YouTube and everywhere else. You're getting financial literacy. I'm teaching you what to do. It is because you get distracted and you forget your goals. You forget what you want more of. You forget, you know, I say this all the time. You know, I think about sometimes I deal with couples and one of the couples is spending too much money. And, you know, I have to say to the other couple, okay, listen, here's how we're going to deal with this. So I go to the one couple that's spending too much money. Why are you spending money? Oh, because I want my spouse to have the best things. I want my kids to have the best things. Okay. Do you want them to also have a future? I need everybody to listen to this. You're spending money you don't have right now to give the people you love things that you cannot afford. And you're thinking about what you want them to have. I'm asking you, do you want them to have a future? Do you want a retirement? Do you want investments? Do you want security? Because the things that we're doing right now are just feeding our egos. You know, rich people stay rich because they act poor. Poor people stay poor because they act rich. Poor people stay poor, acting rich in front of other poor people, which is not wise. So we've got to start really thinking about what we want. Yeah, I understand. I want to go eat a whole cake, but I don't want to be bloated afterwards. I don't want to gain 10 pounds by eating a whole cake every other day. I want to do some of these things, but we cannot do them. We want more in 2024, and we can get it because the harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
Yes, we want more in 2024, and we are going to get it. More peace, more purpose, more passion, more persistence, and more paper. So how do we get more paper? I'm going to deal with this quite a bit. We're going to talk about more in 2024 until 2025. Okay, we're going to talk about more in 2024. So if you hear this message more than once, you'll know why, because I'm going to dig into this topic from many, many different perspectives, right? So how do you get more paper? You got to spend less money. You have to get more money. You have to get your money back, make your money grow, protect your money. Okay. Own where you live, right? You have to maximize your credit power, and then you have to stop hoarding, tithe and give. Okay. So those are the basic stair steps. And those are the things that we're always working on. And no matter how many times we hear them, there's always something new that we can get from it when we hear it again. You know, one of my favorite movies is The Book of Eli. And the first time I watched it, I cried. I could not believe what was revealed at the end, and that whole entire time that he was going through that mission and going through those trials, that at the end that he was dealing with what he was dealing with. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because if you haven't seen it, I want you to go see it. But the Book of Eli taught me that it has to be in you. It's not just you remembering the steps. The steps need to be in you. And so if you want to get more paper, if you, again, real clear, you want more money, you're trying to figure it out, go back to those stair steps. Go back and listen again. Go back, and I'm going to keep on retooling them and reteaching them and looking at different ways to deal with them. But if you want more in 2024, and it is peace and purpose and passion and persistence and now paper, then we've got to have something to grow. I just received a message from a very good colleague. She's got a multi-million dollar idea. We're going to go in business. We're going to put the plan in place and we're going to execute it, and it's going to be great. But the most important thing I love about it is we're going to empower and employ others. This is not just for she and I. This is for her family, my family, our families, our communities, even you. Many of you have spoken to her and talked to her. Ingrid Woolfolk, she's one of the instructors at New Wealth University. She is the numbers girl. She is a C-suite executive in the making. I say it all the time. And she is doing the thing, right? During the pandemic, she was helping everybody get the PPP, the EIDL, all those things, putting in strategy. She taught so many of you how to do a profit and loss statement and how to do proper business financial reports. She taught so many. And now we're working together on another idea, paper. And I don't need more paper for me because I pay my bills. They're pretty much the same. I don't live an extravagant lifestyle. So there's enough. But we're talking about now generational wealth. We're talking about passing it on. We're talking about helping to help money to grow and duplicate itself without us being involved. The harvest is here. And guess what? The time is now. It's your season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.